Bird farms across Africa's most populous nation have been placed under quarantine following Wednesday's announcement the H5N1 bird flu virus has now reached Nigeria. Health experts say the outbreak could have staggering consequences for the African nation, where millions of people keep chickens in backyards for badly needed food. Alex Stearman of the World Organization for Animal Health, which works closely with the United Nations, says Africa's first documented case of avian flu is of great concern for the entire continent.
And it's something that the OIE has been saying for a while, that if were the disease to get to Africa, it is a continent where most countries have very weak veterinary infrastructures, that the rapidity to which the disease can be fought and how quickly we can eliminate it has to do very directly related to the quality of the veterinary infrastructures.
Experts are concerned that sub-Saharan Africa, with about 600 million of the world's poorest people, is particularly ill-equipped to deal with a major health crisis. They say any mass slaughters, such as those used to control the virus in Asia, will be difficult. Nigeria's health minister, Dr. Hide Idris, says the government is working to contain the problem.
Gone around to alert all our health facilities to be on the lookout for patients with similar symptoms and get them geared towards now getting alerted to respiratory problems.
Scientists fear H5N1 could mutate into a form that passes easily from person to person, sparking a human influenza pandemic that could kill millions. As avian flu spreads around the world, more people are exposed to it, increasing the chances of a dangerous mutation. Since 2003, the virus has killed at least 88 people in Southeast Asia, China, and Turkey. John Shields, VOA News.